19-year-old Rotibor arrived in Antalya, Turkey's southern coastal city, a few days ago. He was concerned that Russia's partial mobilization would cause the borders to close. He made the decision to leave his hometown of Stavropol in just a few hours.
It took 23 hours to drive from Tbilisi to here with my friends. And from Stavropol to Georgia, it took 27 hours. Sometimes I hitchhiked, sometimes people wanted to help.
Many Russian tourists are now extending their stays. As a result, rental prices are skyrocketing. Rotibor's uncle, Alexei, who moved here last December, says the changes have been dramatic.
People, you know, become crazy because they can see that a lot of people come and they want to pay some amount, and people just change prices every day, every week, and it's awful, I think.
And that is making it increasingly difficult for local people to find flats.
Past year, it's changed a lot, especially the prices. They've increased, I would say, by 5 times, especially for rentals. Most Turkish people, average Turkish people, can't afford to live here anymore. They've had to leave this city especially.
Since February, the number of Russians with residency in Turkey has increased by more than 50%. Unless the war in Ukraine ends soon, Antalya appears to be a top destination for Russians who want to get away for a while. However, the city's uncontrollable real estate prices make it difficult for both locals and foreigners to survive. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Antalya, southern Turkey.